Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
43?
Yes.
Yo dustyaj jandara shutan. While in the prime of life, the great Maharaj Bharat gave up everything because he was fond of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Uttava Shloka. He gave up his beautiful wife, nice children, great friends, and an enormous empire. Although these things were very difficult to give up, Maharaj Bharat was so exalted that he gave them up, just as one gives up stool after evacuating. Such was the greatness of His Majesty. Purport. The name of God is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sabitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakarana Yadadvisa Karantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Radhirana Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, one important point that Prabhupada is making in the purport is about how a little inattention, we can be deviated. Sometimes you give the example of shaving. When you're shaving, you have to be careful, otherwise, if you're a little inattentive, you become blood is coming. So, spiritual life is like that. It's not very difficult, but we have to be careful how we proceed or how we implement this Krishna consciousness in our lives. It's easy to become lax or negligent or sloppy or inattentive. Then we can deviate like Bhad Maharaj did and have to take the body of a deer. Of course, because he was very advanced, he could remember that, but still, it's a fall down. We don't want to have to fall down. Prabhupada has given us a process that if we are sincere, this is the main qualification, to be sincere. You know, we may have bad qualities, but if we're sincere to serve Srila Prabhupada, then Krishna promises, he says, I'll carry what you lack and I'll preserve what you have. We shouldn't indulge in our bad qualities. In other words, we should see them. Well, this is my weakness, and therefore I should try to avoid becoming tempted by that weakness or getting in a position where the same person is attracted to intoxication. Then he shouldn't go where other people are smoking or taking intoxication, because he knows that's his weakness, so he has to protect himself. Or a person is attracted to opposite sex, then he shouldn't go to the nightclub and think, I can go preach here to the naked women. No, you should be careful. So that's only common sense. Sometimes I give the example of an ant. You see a little insect or bug in the room. You're not concerned because you know it's very insignificant. But if that bug has a potency to turn into a tiger, then there's a danger. So something like that. When we see in our mind some wrong ideas coming, some desire for sense gratification, then we shouldn't indulge it. We shouldn't just tolerate it and think, oh, it's not very important. It's not. I'm not going to do it anyway. I'm just going to think about it. No. We should try to immediately reject that thought by remembering Krishna or by some loud chanting. Prabhupada told the story himself when he was on on a train going from Bombay to Calcutta just before leaving to America, that a prostitute approached him on the train. Beautiful. Prabhupada immediately said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then the lady got nervous and she went away. So, don't think that because you're a devotee you won't be tempted. Therefore, we have to take redeemable measures. We have to be cautious. The Krishna consciousness is so nice that there's, tools or weapons that we can use to fight against our lower nature. Of course, the main one is, the main two, you can say, is practicing and preaching. Preaching is also very effective because by preaching, just like we have this nice festival in Los Angeles, then we can see that this is really the best thing. What do the other people have? Everybody who comes to us. They don't know who they are or what is the purpose of life. And so how can they be happy? We see that devotees are the happy. And just like I was making that point in class yesterday. People, as soon as they came into our compound, they could see, oh, this is not ordinary people. These people are very happy. They have a nice program here. They're not just trying to make money or something. But they're trying to give something. Give free food, nice consciousness they're giving. So, this is the asset of preaching. When we preach, then we see that actually we're the most fortunate because we have something to preach about. Ordinary people, they have nothing that significant to talk about. Either they're cheating, you know, they're coming and talking, they're just bluffing. So many gobbledygook words that they just create to give some impression. So they're cheating, or else they really believe they have something which is bona fide. And this, of course, is also the most dangerous position, just like these fanatical Muslims or something. Yes, we're going to bring in a better world. But we see practically the Muslims have been living for so many thousands of years. They haven't made anything better. I was just reading about Afghanistan, how it was a very nice place, even you know, in the early 70s, 30 years ago. 30 years ago, it was a nice society there. Many, many tourists used to come. They would be traveling from Europe, and the devotees did it too. They would travel overland from Europe to India and go through Afghanistan, and there were places where the tourists would come and buy, you know, and it was high-class hotels and low-class hotels, you know, for those who were just traveling with backpack, they didn't have much money, and it was many. It was like an open, nice place. But then, because they started killing each other over politics and whatever. In other words, we can see that where is God in this whole thing? They're always saying Allah Akbar, but they don't actually bring God into the picture. So, the point is that we have to have something substantial, not just bluff and talk about something, and then act in another way, act like a suicide bomber. But we should, Prabhupada used to say, philosophy and religion. Both things have to be there. If we have religion without philosophy, it becomes fanaticism. This is what we see. Fanatics. They don't have any philosophy. What is the soul? What is God's will? How God is in everyone's heart? And how God is doesn't like us to disturb any other living entity unnecessarily. It's simple philosophy. But they don't have it. They just have the religion. Some kind of fanaticism comes. And the philosophers without religion, they just become mental speculators. I think, perhaps, maybe, without any substantial understanding. Just guesswork. But when we have religion and philosophy, like Srila Bhagavatam is presenting, then we have something really substantial that we can give to something to people. We're not bluffing. Only thing is, are they qualified to hear? So we see that there are people who are ready to hear. Therefore, we should take this preaching as our most important work. And of course, to do that nicely, we have to practice rising early and so on. Okay, any questions?